I just remember like the first time I started connecting with my pleasure, I grew up on a farm and was riding my bike down this dirt road hill, and I found out if I rode my bike really fast down this one particular hill with my hands like off the handlebars, it just felt like really, really, really amazing. There was this incredible sensation there, but I had no idea what it was. And I would just keep riding my bike down this one hill again and again, just trying to get that sensation back. Still had no clue what it was. And eventually I'd ride my bike home. And my mom would be like, wow, you're so into bike riding. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, it's really great. Really loving it. So that was like my initial kind of experience of pleasure and orgasm and just starting to explore my body.
Welcome to the Sensuality Empowerment Show. I am your host, Sharon Hoffman. I have the absolute pleasure to use this platform as an opportunity to connect with guests from all over the world to discuss and share all my favorite topics related to love, sex, relationships, spirituality, and so much more. I want you to feel empowered, excited, and encouraged with the conversations I have, so nothing is off limits. Get yourself comfy and ready for another heartfelt or juicy episode. Hello, beautiful ones. Welcome back to another episode. I recently had the absolute pleasure to interview Bonnie Bliss. She's a woman who is obsessed with the power of pleasure and inspired to teach other women how they can also connect to their pleasure potential. Wow, that's a lot of pleasure in that one sentence. Bonnie's an expert in the field of women's pelvic body work, and she's been featured in the US Sexual Health Magazine, Australian Yoga Journal, Elephant Journal, and other publications, as well as summits. She is a pleasure and intimacy educator, somatic sexologist, bliss worker, speaker, and writer. She's also the founder of a woman's pelvic wellness modality called Yoni Mapping Therapy. And for those of you who are not familiar with that term, Yoni, it's actually an Indian word for vagina. She developed the Bliss Method, a 6-month intensive training in her method of Yoni Mapping Therapy. So she has amazing women from all over the world who are fully certified Yoni Mapping Therapists. How cool is that? Today, Bonnie talks about why it's so important for women to connect their pleasure and finding this in your everyday life, which, by the way, doesn't have to be sexual. She teaches people to find pleasure through the simplicity of life, being really conscious to how you move through life and connect to yourself, which then, of course, leads to the connection of your sexual pleasure. We cover a lot in this interview, so much valuable advice, and she also recommends on what are the best pleasure toys for women and why. I loved hearing her view about the yoni and vagus nerve connection. The vagus nerve runs right through the length of your spine and ends in your cervix, so it plays such a crucial role in the experiencing of pleasure. She talks about how consciously connecting to your vagina, women begin to honor their body and able to set clear body boundaries. This is so important and such a great reminder for women, especially for those of you who have difficulty using your voice or speaking your truth. After years of internal numbness, Bonnie took herself on a journey of discovering the magic of her yoni through beautiful nourishment and support. And this journey has led her to be of service to many women out there, teaching them to connect from a loving place. Oh, you're going to love this chat with Bonnie. She's such a gorgeous soul and you really feel into her nourishing energy. So I think you're going to get a lot of takeaways from our conversation. So without further ado, here is the pleasure goddess herself. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome to the Sensuality Show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. And it's so lovely to finally connect with you. Yeah. We have some really juicy things to talk about today. Being the somatic sexologist that you are also the pleasure educator, and you focus on women's pelvic wellness as well. So lots of things to cover. But I would love to know, and I always have my guest share with me their background, what brought you to what you do and so passionate in what you do today.
Well, you know, I guess there's a lot of stories I could tell about that. In my teenage years, I had a lot of body judgment. I really struggled, you know, with puberty. Everything felt weird and my body was doing weird things and, you know, getting my period for the first time. I remember being at my father's house for the holidays and he was really angry with me because it was this inconvenience to his day. And so I just remember the first time I started connecting with my pleasure, I grew up on a farm and I was riding my bike down this dirt road hill, and I found out if I rode my bike really fast down this one particular hill with my hands like off the handlebars, it just felt like really, really, really amazing. There was this incredible sensation there, but I had no idea what it was. And I would just keep riding my bike down this one hill again and again, just trying to get that sensation back. Still had no clue what it was. And eventually I'd ride my bike home. And my mom would be like, wow, you're so into bike riding. I'd be like, yeah, it's really great. Really loving it. So that was like my initial kind of experience of pleasure and orgasm and just starting to explore my body. But I was quite a late bloomer. And I think I was about 17 when we moved from that place into town, away from the farm, into like a normal house. And I tried to do the thing with riding my bike down the hill, but it didn't work because it was a bitumen road instead of a dirt road, so it didn't create the same kind of bumpy sensation. And you know, it felt nice, but what happened was I crashed into the back of a parked car a couple of times before I realized that, okay, this is not going to work. Like, I need to find another way to have orgasms. And that's when I discovered the electric toothbrush, and that was my best friend for many years.
Wow.
And what I would do is I would literally just like put this toothbrush straight on my clit and like vibrate it for 30 seconds or something, have a quick orgasm and go to sleep. And, you know, that was my thing for like 5 years or more. And then when I started to explore my sexuality with partners, which wasn't until I was, you know, 18, like I was a bit of a late bloomer on that level, I didn't feel much. I felt kind of numb, quite disconnected from my body. I think I was really focused on like looking good, as we probably all are at that age, right? Yeah. Like, what does he think of me? Am I pleasing him? Do I look the right way? And yeah, there was a lot of judgment and I didn't really feel much during sex with partners for many years until probably my mid-20s. And yeah, things shifted when I met a particular partner who introduced me to a different approach to sexuality and some tantra stuff. And, you know, we got really into yoga together and started to relate with my body differently and have different kinds of experiences of pleasure and orgasm. And that's also where I kind of got into all of the work that I do now through him and other people I met through him. So that's taken me on a pretty amazing 10-year journey of exploring my pleasure and my orgasm. And, you know, I guess the main thing that I've realized from all of this that I'm sure comes up in your work as well is that, like, pleasure is a skill that can be learned. You know, like, yeah. we don't, we're not stuck with the kind of amount of pleasure that we experience. And knowing that I had so much disconnection and numbness early on, I could have just given up. But, you know, I luckily came across people who taught me certain things, and now I know that I can fill my body with pleasure when I choose to focus on it through certain practices. So that's now a big part of what I teach.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, I find it's interesting when you start to get introduced to energy and embodiment practices and work, that you realize how disassociated and disconnected that you were. Like, you know, when I look back to my teenage and coming into my 20s and 30s, like, I thought I knew it all when it came to my sexuality. I thought I was in my sensuality and my pleasure. But once I actually started to go down that rabbit hole of my exploring my feminine and masculine, I actually realized how disembodied and disconnected I was from myself, and thought, oh my God, so all these years I've actually been feeling quite numb. And that was such an eye-opener for me. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's just so hard to know that you're numb, because it's an absence of sensation, right? So,
yes.
Or we're just totally in the mind, like we're just really busy and go.
Yeah. And I would say there's many of us out there operating, you know, from our mind and disconnected from our sensations and
totally
in our body awareness. So how beautiful that you're able to support and work with women to feel connected and wholesome.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like I have one of the best jobs on the planet. Do you feel like that with your work as well?
Yeah, I feel incredibly blessed.
Yeah, it's such an honor to, like, even just, you know, getting, like, my email inbox is, like, often just full of people saying, like, oh, you've changed my life and it's amazing what I can feel from doing this course. I'm like, oh, you know, because it's not even complicated what I'm teaching. You know, I can kind of look at it and think, well, you know, it's pretty simple embodiment stuff, but we don't learn this stuff at school or from our family or friends or, you know, from the culture that we live in. So,
Yeah. Let's talk about the power of pleasure. I know you've created a beautiful group, a Facebook group. I think it's called the Pleasure Club on Facebook.
Yeah, I've just renamed it. So now it's called Reclaim Your Pleasure.
Reclaim Your Pleasure. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, let's talk about that, especially for a lot of us who have been going through quite perhaps a challenging and time in lockdown and having a lot of restrictions placed upon us. So there's been a lot of stress and perhaps our priorities haven't really been on our body and our pleasure and, you know, our perhaps our partners or, you know, finding that intimacy within, whatever you want to call it. How do you support someone or a couple when they are feeling so disconnected at the moment in this time of, you know, the unknown that we face ourselves in at the moment?
Yeah, so I totally hear you on that, and I think it's been a huge time for many of us, and I come under the bracket of, like, someone who's kind of immunocompromised, so I'm pretty healthy generally, but I just have a couple of little things that mean that I'm at a bit of a higher risk. So I've been in isolation for longer. And I'm really aware of the importance of connecting with pleasure at this time. It's been a big exploration of mine. And, you know, a lot of the women that I work with really come into my work thinking that pleasure is selfish or it's frivolous or it's, you know, it's something that you know, maybe that their relationship with their sexuality is performative. It's something that you do to give someone else pleasure, or just that, we don't deserve to feel pleasure, that we've got shit to do. We've got to be functional. We've got to suck it up and get on with life. And I think going into lockdown for a lot of people was really interesting, having more time and more space to connect with ourselves. And for me, a big part of myself on my journey was like, I wanted to numb. I wanted to watch lots of Netflix. I wanted to eat lots of trashy food. I, you know, like I went through that full thing at the start of lockdown.
Yeah.
And after a little while, I was like, hang on a second. Like, this is not, there's like a level of it being kind of guilt-free, right? It's like, I don't know, no one's doing anything. I can do this. But then at the same time, I kind of felt, it kind of felt like this empty pleasure, you know, it felt like I was trying to fill myself with things that weren't actually fulfilling or nourishing or satisfying. And when I started to kind of give myself a little lesson in what I teach and come back to my body and remind myself of the importance of pleasure, I was able to come to this place of just feeling really nourished within myself and feeling really resourced in my nervous system to be able to cope with what was going on in the world, you know, because when I was in that numbness and just wanting to like eat and binge on Netflix, I was very dissociated. Like you said, I was just, not wanting to deal with anything. And then every now and then I kind of look at the news and be like, oh my God. And then I'd like go and eat more chocolate.
Yeah.
And where I'm at now with pleasure is like just, you know, having lots of resources and tools to be able to come back to my body throughout my day so that I can kind of look at the news and feel okay, or so that I can just enjoy being in my body without it being something that's bad or wrong. And like when times are intense, I think that's most important to connect with pleasure, because it does resource us to be able to function more highly. You know, it allows us to, like, when I'm connected to my pleasure, I'm a better person. I'm a more loving friend. I can show up more fully for people in my life. I have more energy. I'm more creative with my work. I feel like I can teach and share my work from a more embodied place.
Yeah.
I get more done, you know, everything. And that's not just for me. That's for everyone in my life and everyone that I work with. It's a gift. My pleasure is a gift on that level.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. And I think people perhaps forget that when you actually start to connect to your pleasure, it actually starts to soothe your nervous system down. So you do feel more grounded and you do feel a lot more supported.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of what I teach. I think often we think about pleasure as just a sexual thing, you know, like, right, so it's about masturbation or it's about genitals or it's about orgasm. And so much of what I teach is about just finding pleasure in everyday life.
Yes.
And that's the whole first module of my course. There's six modules. The whole first module of Yoni Club, which is my 3-month course, we just go really deep into like movement, into self-touch, and into finding pleasure in everyday life. And for me, what that means is, like, you know, this morning I went for a walk. And I'm in Mullumbimby at the moment, so I was looking at the beautiful mountain and I saw the sunrise I looked at the river and, you know, the trees, and just like nature is pleasurable, right?
Yes.
Like, and picking greens from the veggie garden and eating them is pleasurable. And, you know, lying in bed at night and just like holding my body and squeezing myself is really pleasurable. So there's all these little moments throughout our day that we can connect to pleasure, and when we do that, it actually opens us up to more sexual pleasure if we want to go in that direction, whether that's with our own self pleasure or with a partner.
I think there can be some misconception when we hear the word pleasure. We just associate that to sex and intimacy straight away. But as you say, you can find the pleasures in the way that we breathe, and the pleasure in the thoughts and the sensations in our body. It can be really subtle, but just, I think, being a bit more conscious to what pleasure, how you define pleasure, is able to help you drop you into your softness and sweetness a lot more.
Yeah, I love that, redefining pleasure.
Because
pleasure can be just anything that feels good, right?
Yeah.
Like if it feels good, it's pleasurable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Beautiful. So, somatic sexologist, tell me, what is that for people that don't know?
Sure. So, somatic sexology is a name that a lot of people use. It usually means some people have done some training with the Sexological Bodywork Institute at some point. But it's just a term that means that we teach people about sexuality through their own body.
Mm.
So Somatic means through the body. And, you know, obviously there are clinical sexologists or people who've done like a big university degree. That's, you know, quite a different thing. But I'm trained, I've done a lot of different trainings in how to teach people about sexuality through their own body, through body work.
Mm.
So a big part of the last decade for me has been working with women one-on-one in private therapy in a modality that I created called yoni mapping therapy.
Mm.
I've also trained a bunch of amazing practitioners in who are in different parts of Australia and other parts of the world as well. And I'm not actually doing that work anymore, but in those sessions I've learned a lot and received a lot of wisdom from these incredible women, and just, you know, supporting women to connect with their internal pelvic space specifically through,
yes,
through coaching and education and also body work.
Mm.
And yeah, with the body work, I would actually, like, if the client was open for it, we would actually do internal pelvic body work where I would orient her to her internal landscape and show her where is the G spot and where is the cervix and where is the A spot and, you know, yeah, where is the tension and where is their numbness and where is their pleasure, and
just
support her to connect with this area that, you know, most of us don't really learn about at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now that internal work, I've got a big focus on teaching women how to use a wand internally to massage and explore that area in my online courses.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes when people go to a practitioner for sessions, I don't know if you've noticed this, where people just sometimes they just want you to fix them, you know, or it's like, oh, I'll just go to this person and they'll do a thing and then it'll fix my problems. And
yeah,
my whole thing is like, it's great to go and see someone like a therapist or a practitioner or a coach or someone who can support you. But ultimately we need to bring this work into our own lives, into our own experience of our bodies, our pleasure, our emotions, how we move through the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's my big focus these days.
Yeah. I think that's how I actually first came across your work, Bonnie, was through the yoni mapping, because I actually had a session with a practitioner and I found that incredibly potent, but I also realized how much shame and a lot of ancestral stuff going on in my yoni and my womb that I was holding on to. And I still found it so hard to surrender when I had my yoni session. So you referring to the wand, I found that incredibly helpful in helping me connect to my yoni in a very beautiful way, a very compassionate way.
Yeah. I mean, I think often when we think about like exploring our own bodies, we think about it in terms of like trying to have an orgasm, right? Like you're just going to get in there with a vibrator or, you know, a dildo or whatever you use, or you're just your hands, and just like give yourself a quick orgasm. You know, I think there can be a place for that if that's, you know, for people who really want that kind of quick release, that can be fun sometimes. But I'm really into this idea of like self-exploration, you know, like sure, I can give myself a quick orgasm whenever I want to, but usually when I do that, it feels pretty much the same every time. And it's not that interesting, you know, like it just feels nice for a few seconds and then it kind of ends. And then there's sometimes like a bit of a drop or a letdown, or I feel like tired or flat or just like, oh, you know, okay, that was it. Whereas when I approach my body from this place of like curiosity and exploration and like, what can I discover about myself?
Yeah.
You know, there's always more. Like I've been exploring pleasure stuff. I mean, I've been, teaching and exploring pleasure stuff pretty, in a pretty focused way for nearly a decade. And I am still learning more about it, and not just, you know, intellectually, but in my body. Like I'm still, every time I think that I can't feel any more pleasure in my body, like something else happens to open me up to even more pleasure than I thought was possible. And that just keeps expanding. And I guess what I'm realizing from that is like our pleasure potential is infinite. You know, it's just about taking the time and exploring. And
yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love that key word you use, the, I think, exploration and the curiosity without putting the pressure and the expectation that there's going to be an outcome of orgasming, that we can just
explore and just see, feel into the subtleties of the beautiful gifts that might arise or might not arise.
Totally. Yeah. And in the same way, like with, you know, when you're teaching yoga or like, you know, with all these kind of practices like yoga or meditation, they're all presence practices, right? It's just it's about being curious and exploring in that moment and seeing what unfolds. And
yeah,
I guess my interest is in bringing sexuality into that. Like how can, instead of having sex to have an orgasm, or instead of like pleasuring my body to have an orgasm, what if I connect with myself to see what unfolds, to see what I can discover, to see how present I can be with myself in the experience of the pleasure rather than trying to get to the highest place of pleasure. Because if we're just constantly trying to get to more pleasure, then we miss out on the pleasure that's already there.
Yeah, beautiful. What kind of women do you tend to, you know, attract to your work? Is it the woman that does feel perhaps disconnected and just maybe holding on to some past sexual trauma?
Sometimes. I've just actually, the last few months, I've been working with a close friend who's a trauma therapist and kind of bringing her work into my online work in a more specific way. So we're working more with women who maybe have had bad experiences or have felt really numb or dissociated or disconnected from their body or their sexuality for a long time. But having said that, like online work is still, it's not a substitute for trauma therapy, you know, so I always recommend that people go and get their own one-on-one support, you know, if they really have stuff going on that would be good to unpack or explore. I work with a lot of women who have just never really connected with their sexuality intentionally, or who've had patterns of pleasing, patterns of being the nice girl, patterns of just maybe only orgasming in one particular way. I get a lot of women who come to me who've never had an orgasm, who feel very disconnected from pleasure, who live in a world where they're just super busy all the time. Like I work a lot with mothers or women who, you know, are just super stressed and busy and maybe have anxiety or are just like in that go, go, go world all the time and just needing to learn to really slow down and connect with their bodies and learn to feel a bit more.
Do you find that the women that come and do your work and do your courses or workshops and they tap into the wisdom of their womb and their yoni, and once they're able to perhaps, you know, release some stagnant energy or some old wounds and blocks, once they start to activate and do the healing down there, do you find that they usually start to find their voice as well?
Yes. Yeah. Does that come up with your work too?
Yeah. It comes up a lot in myself when I'm feeling perhaps, I don't know, when I'm just in this hermit mode of not wanting to put myself out there socially, and I'm, you know, I'm just going within and I'm becoming quite, I just isolate myself. And it's just because I'm in a place of just self-inquiry or just wanting to come into stillness. And I find that when I'm in that place, it's actually my pleasure is also lacking as well. Like I'm not putting that aside as a priority. It's just kind of like I'm disconnected basically. But once I start to go, okay, I'm going to commit to my yoni and my womb and start to work around pleasure, and once I start to really find that time to nurture her, so all of a sudden my throat chakra will come alive.
I love that. I've been thinking a lot about this connection between the throat and the cervix or the womb through the vagus nerve, which is one of the most powerful nerves in the body. It's the ancient Taoists were talking about this for years. They were saying that there's a connection between the cervix and the heart and the throat and, you know, all of these things. But I love that science has recently proved it with the awareness that for women, the vagus nerve ends in the cervix. And, you know, it's still research that it's medically proven you know, proper research, but it hasn't filtered through into how we treat the cervix in birth or in medical procedures, or, you know, it takes a while for that to kind of come through. But it's quite fascinating to realize that the cervix is innervated by three pairs of nerves, and it makes it this really nerve-rich, really powerful place. And one of those nerves is the vagus nerve, which connects to the heart and also the throat. And yeah, I find that there is a real connection between, like, even when I'm having sex and there's pressure on my cervix, it does open my throat and my voice, you know. Or when I'm doing my own internal work with a wand and there's a connection with the cervix, there is often a big vocal release as well. And it can feel just, you know, really beautiful to just release and to get in touch with the voice, because I know there are many times in my life where I have not spoken up when I've wanted to, or I've allowed myself to be penetrated before I was ready, or you know, just had sex because my partner at the time wanted to, or had sex when I was drunk, and kind of, you know, pushed through my own boundaries or not asserted my boundaries. And getting in touch with this work has had the surprising benefit of just being a lot clearer with my boundaries and with what's right for me and what I want, and how to communicate that with other people, not just in my sex life, but also in my with my work, you know, not saying yes to things that I don't have capacity for, and, you know, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, beautiful. So people can work with you one-on-one as well as doing the online course and the workshops.
I'm not officially, I occasionally open up to one-on-one clients, but at the moment my work is mostly focused on Yoni Club, which is the 3-month journey.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Talk me through this Yoni Club.
Well, it's all kind of changed recently. Like, at the moment, I've got over 300 women doing the course,
amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's funny, actually, because, like, I haven't posted, like, we started, you know, nearly 2 months ago, and or 6 weeks ago, something, and I haven't, like, sent an email, I haven't posted on social media, I haven't done anything with my work in that time. Like, I've just been focused on this thing, and it's been amazing, because I did this kind of pandemic version just at the start of lockdown, and a whole bunch of women joined because they suddenly had time.
I joined. Through the bodies.
yes. And and it's just amazing to explore this work with such a big group of women. I haven't had a group this big before, and it's created this real sense of community and connection. I guess it's like the main thing that we do in Yoni Club is kind of walking through the different modules, like starting with, like I said, the whole body and pleasure and touch, and then from there moving into our connection with our breasts and our heart and our emotions and dealing with challenging emotions and things like that. And then moving into the pelvic stuff. So that's where I feel like sometimes my work is a bit different to the way some other people work, where they might kind of go straight into the genital stuff or straight into the direct kind of orgasm practices. And my belief is that we really need to warm up the body, not just physically, but emotionally and energetically, and support the nervous system to really go into this work gently and slowly. So that by the time, like right now, we're 6 weeks into the current course and we're just starting to connect with the pelvis generally and the external massage, and we're slowly moving towards doing internal wand work. So, and then over time that will go into like working on the cervix, working on bringing more aliveness to internal areas, releasing areas of numbness or tension, just exploring this incredible internal world and getting to know what's there and discovering the mysteries. And,
Yum.
How has it been for you so far?
For the?
The Yoni Club.
The Yoni Club, yeah. Well, I mean, I was really excited when we went into lockdown straight away to join and do it. Then as stuff seemed to come my way, I had to kind of distance myself a lot from social media, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I found, I don't know about you, but I found it quite overwhelming with all these courses and people offering this free content. It was like, oh my God, like it was great because people were just wanting to be of service, which I thought was amazing. But then I got a bit overwhelmed in the whole social media world and just had to kind of distance myself and focus on just, you know what, I'm just going to do meditation and embodiment practices and yoga and just, you know, come back into a lot more stillness. But now I'm like, I just want to connect with the world again. I'm really into this beautiful creativity with myself at the moment.
Beautiful.
But you had some amazing guests on your the Yoni Club on Facebook as well. I really appreciate some of the guests you had on there.
I have a lot of different guest teachers come in.
Great.
I'm co-facilitating with my friend who's a trauma therapist, Gigi, and it's been amazing. It's such a joy to offer this work, and you know, just to hear how women are, you know, having a whole new relationship with their bodies or with their pleasure. Or I got an email today from someone who was saying, like, this has totally changed my relationship with my partner and, you know, our sex life. And, like, he says to say thank you. And it's so cool. Really amazing just to see how powerful this work is. But it's, you know, it's about doing it, right? It's not just the concept. It works when we bring it into our lives. And sometimes that does mean we need to have the space for it. And, I totally understand what you mean about, like, I was super overwhelmed at the start of lockdown. I was like, I'm going to do all the things. I'm going to write a book. And then after a while, I was like, I'm not going to do any of the things. And I think I paid for like 3 online courses that I haven't even opened.
There you go. How do you come back to your own pleasure when you are feeling, you know, just really, you're not feeling balanced, you're not really feeling the desire to even, you know, connect with yourself in that way. You just want a break, or you're just feeling blah. Like, how do you find the encouragement in yourself to do your own pleasure?
Well, I'm a very, very, very lazy person.
Yay, me too.
I'm not someone, like, honestly, I'm not someone who's ever had some kind of massive dedicated practice. Like, I've lived in ashrams. I've spent a lot of time with people. Like, I lived with a partner for 7 years who used to do like 6 hours of meditation every day. Like, I'm not that kind of person. I'm really into finding ways to connect with my body and my pleasure that don't take extra time. Like, I love doing dedicated practice as well. And usually what that looks like is non-linear movement, which is from one of my teachers, Michaela Bowen. And just moving my body and letting it unravel in its own way, which is a teacher training that I've just finished recently, actually. A lot of the time it's just, finding pleasure in my life, like finding pleasure in nature, looking into the garden or having a cup of tea and really tasting the tea, like engaging with my senses. That's my main gateway, because if I'm feeling super numb and frazzled, it's unlikely that I'm going to do an hour-long practice, you know, like I might not have the motivation for that. But if I start to just move my body a little bit, or, you know, I like to move with a focus on the pelvis. I find this is really, especially if I'm in my head, like suddenly, you know, with lockdown and COVID and everything, I had to cancel all my workshops and sessions, and I had a retreat planned that I had to cancel, and suddenly all of that wasn't happening. And I have a desk job. I have an online computer job every day, you know? That's really, it's been hard, and sometimes I've struggled to get into my body. But what I'm finding is just like moving my body with a focus on my pelvis and just reminding myself that my lower body exists, that I'm not just a head on a computer. You know, like, that's really helpful to just be like, oh, hello, Yoni. Like, hello, pelvis. You're also there. It's okay. Another thing I do a lot is I cup my Yoni. Just gently cup my hand over the vulva and just feel like, it's like holding hands with that part of me, you know? Hi, here we are.
That's beautiful. It actually takes me back to when I first started to do my study as a coach with Layla Martin. And one of the homeworks, or she called it home play for the week, was to find the pleasure just through, like you say, just perhaps just sitting down and you're just moving your pelvis a certain way and, you know, like really feeling into the sensations. And I remember being in my car at the time and I was at the traffic lights, sort of red stop, and I was just kind of moving, you know, my yoni around, just feeling into it and just feeling, oh my God, just being connected in that way. It gave me so much joy.
Yeah. So that's, and it's great. Available anytime, right?
Anytime, that's right.
Like, oh, no way. Like, I can actually just like wiggle my hips and realize that it actually feels good. Like, I don't need to do some big crazy like internal practice, you know? Yeah. Like, that's good sometimes, but sometimes, I don't know, like for me, you know, recently, I haven't actually been super, I think there's a time for internal work. You know, there's a time for really going deeper into your internal world. And there's also a time for just, you know, when you're overwhelmed or stressed or exhausted, there's a time for just keeping things really simple.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing a lot of internal work practice recently, although I'm guiding the group through it at the moment, so I will start to do more. But yeah, I've just really been enjoying like connecting with pleasure in my life and connecting with my yoni and with my pelvic space, mostly through movement and just through gentle touch.
Yeah. Beautiful reminders, hey, keep it simple.
Totally. Yeah, it doesn't need to be complicated.
Yeah. What are some of your not so guilty pleasures in life?
What do you mean by not so guilty?
Well, okay, some of, like, for me, I could say I have a beautiful coconut ice cream and that just gives me so much pleasure, and some people might feel guilty about it. But I say it's not so guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. If it truly brings you pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, chocolate, if I remember to really enjoy it, you know, like I can definitely just eat a bunch of chocolate without really thinking. Sometimes, you know, I'll just get distracted and be like, and then I'll be like, whoa, hang on a second. I'm not even actually enjoying this.
Yeah.
And then I try to pause and like experience the flavor and the taste and Yeah, like I love cooking. I love creating really beautiful food. I'm really loving having a little veggie garden here. And the other day I picked a zucchini from the garden and I cooked it. And it was, it's been a long time since I've been able to do that. So that was just super pleasurable. And it, just making yummy sensory things to enjoy.
Beautiful. Who are some of, or who have been some of your key influences in life?
I, you know, I've always been quite inspired by my mother in many ways. Like, she taught me when I was quite young to connect with nature, and we spent a lot of time at the beach and exploring, and I get my love of the English language from her. And I love writing. I love, you know, so much of my work has been through writing. People will find out about my work through what I write and my articles, or you know, just social media posts. Like, that's been a real joy of mine, and I really feel like that comes from my mother. I've got a really beautiful circle of friends who do related work to me, and where we really support each other and lift each other up and give each other really straight feedback if we think something's not working, or I really value that. And and I guess like my main kind of teacher for the last few years or so has been Michaela Boehm, who she's more famously known as like Gwyneth Paltrow and Will Smith's intimacy coach. But she also works with regular people like us. And she does, she's like one of the world experts in embodiment and women's work and pleasure and trauma and lineage work, and her work is really, it's been really profound for me. And I try to do as much training with her as I can, so at the moment it's been online, but her work has really informed my exploration over the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, she's so great. I love her work. And I also love that she has a podcast show. And you know, some of the things, pardon?
It's the best.
It's the best, you know. Yeah, I love her so much.
Yeah, it's great because there's like a lot of the podcasts were recorded from Q&As at workshops.
So yeah, that's like right.
A workshop where you get to hear people's actual questions and get these really in-depth answers.
Yeah. What if you were to recommend, you know, two things for a woman to have in her toolkit, her pleasure toolkit, and where she wants to explore her yoni and her womb, her cervix in a beautiful way, what are a few things or one thing that you recommend that she could go out and purchase?
Oh, like an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the whole world is obsessed with jade eggs, but I'm not going to recommend a jade egg, not because I don't think they're great, but it's not my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And my big thing is, like I've mentioned, the wand work. So there's a wand that I recommend that is sold through the Yoni Pleasure Palace, and it's called the Cervix Serpent. And
oh, I love that name.
Beautiful. Yeah, have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen it. I've got one. It might be similar, but beautiful? It's a glass wand.
Yeah, and it's curved.
But yes.
It's like a really sharp curve, and it's quite long, which means that you can really relax your upper body while you're doing internal work and really exploring. And that's really the best multi-purpose wand that I've found, because there's a lot of other wands that are, you know, they're good for the cervix, or they're good for the G-spot, or they're good for the walls of the pelvis or whatever, you know, there's also like the crystal ones that are more of like a penetrative experience, but these glass ones that have a proper curve in them, they can be, you know, really, particularly this one, like really multi-purpose, like it's the best all-around wand that works really well for like all the different things that you might want to do internally, from releasing the muscles of the pelvic floor to activating different pleasure zones, to releasing numbness, to bringing more aliveness and sensitivity, to fully exploring your cervix. It's just the best one that I've found.
Oh, I might have to look at, I don't think I have that one, because mine isn't like a snake-like. It's just a crystal wand.
Oh, it's a straight one.
You can't access it. Like, you know, you don't have the access to it.
Yeah. Those are great for just the sensation of being penetrated, or or just to work with the energy of it, right? Like just receiving something into your body. The ones with the curve are going to be really effective for like working with the pelvic floor and working with tension and exploration.
Awesome. Anything else, or do you think that'd be the number one?
Yeah, I'm really, you know, I think with this stuff, there's a danger that I like to call yoni consumerism, where like, because, you know, like there are these shops, right, and they've got like all these things, and there's lots of them, and they're great. Like, and I love a lot of those guys who run those businesses, but I think sometimes we can focus too much on like having lots of different products rather than actually learning how to use them. I think that's the thing with like with jade eggs or with wands or whatever. Generally, like a lot of people say, oh, I bought one of those and I've just had it under my pillow for 3 years, or it's sitting on my altar, or it's like on a shelf, or I think I've got one but I don't know where it is. I'm really into like buy one thing but like also really learn how to use it, because this kind of stuff, like I said, we don't learn it in school. A lot of people like will buy something and then be like, oh, I don't know, what am I meant to do, and then like, you know, not really know how to use it properly, and then end up just throwing it aside and then buying some other random thing, you know. So that's my big thing, is like buy one thing and actually use it, and stuff only
I love that
when we really use it.
Beautiful. Thanks, Bonnie.
No worries.
Yeah, I feel like we've covered a lot today.
We have.
Thank you. Like, I really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate you being of service to many women who need you. You know, there's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt about feeling so numb in our yoni, in our cervix. But like you say, we just haven't been educated. We just haven't been educated. So, yeah, I just want to say so much gratitude for the work that you do.
Thank you. Yeah, and for you as well, because you're doing you're doing related work, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so, like I said before, it's such rewarding work, but it's also just really important and really powerful, I think, at this time. You know, people, supporting people to find a way back to their bodies and back to themselves, and, you know, to find nourishment and connection.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, at the moment, for me, I've been in a big spin around what's happening in the States, and it's huge. And I think, you know, I don't want to act from a place of being totally in my mind, or I don't want to try to do things from a place of like obligation, or because I think I should, or, you know, I want to really connect with my body and support myself, and, you know, be able to take action from a place of clarity, like action that's more clear and decisive and effective, because, you know, it's coming from that embodied place rather than like, oh my God, I have to like do a million things on social media so that people think I'm not a racist. Like, it's, you know, it's big what's unfolding at the moment. And I think we need our bodies and our nervous systems with us so that we can create change from a true place and from a lasting place.
Yeah. It's a powerful way to end our interview, Bonnie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. I will add all your details into the show notes, because I know you're on Instagram and Facebook and website and things like that. So if people want to connect with you or work with you, they can find you.
Yeah. And at the moment, there's not any actual way to work with me because Yoni Club is closed for new enrollments, but you can get on the waiting list.
Okay.
So we open again in August. But yeah, definitely if you're interested in my work, just head on over to my website and put your name on the waiting list, and I can let you know when we open again.
Yeah, great. Well, August isn't too far away, you know.
No, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel incredibly blessed and very grateful to be able to connect with guests like Bonnie. If you are interested in any more of my episodes, feel free to head to iTunes or Spotify, any of those platforms that will give you a bit of an overview on all the interviews that I have the opportunity to release and get out to you. So I do appreciate if you leave me a review or a rating. It's always it always means so much to me just to know that I'm getting your support. And you can do that very easily on your app or head to iTunes. And that's it for another month. You have probably started to realize that I'm releasing one episode a month at the moment, just due to my bandwidth, my time frame with having quite a full life. However, I'm going to try and see if I can fit in two this month, because I have some amazing episodes to get out, and I don't want to kind of wait any longer. So stay tuned. I might release another one in the next few weeks. Thank you, everyone. As always, lots of love. Big kisses. Take care. Mwah. Love you.